This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Robert Kalmus, who is Communications Manager for Marathon Petroleum. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Cheryl?
Good. Is this what we would call a setback a little bit when we found out, discovered headlines about the spill in White Oak Township could be up to 462,000 gallons, significantly larger than we originally thought. I just imagine, I mean, you and I have talked several times about the issue as it's been going along, and I thought, oh, he probably has his head in his hands and going, oh, we were getting there.
Well, I think, I mean, yes, I mean, you bring up a good point, and this isn't the news that any of us wanted, but Marathon, We based our initial projection on a calculation that was done really the first day that Marathon assumed emergency response. And the estimate was based on data from a limited number of monitor wells and soil borings. We recognized this. We needed to set an estimate. But without the ability to really see what was underground, we were needing to get a little bit more data. So that's why we went out of our way to really deploy a cutting-edge tool, and I don't know if you saw the press release, but it's...
I did, yes.
It's the first time Marathon's used this. It's a rapid optical screening technology, and the reason we deployed this was for that very reason. We wanted to know as close as we could to the amount that was present so that we can best remediate the situation.
Well, in bringing in this tool, you have always said from the beginning when you and I started talking, you've always punctuated our discussions with Marathon wants to do what's right. And I've appreciated that. And I'm sure the residents appreciate that as well. And bringing this in is important in that task, isn't it?
It very much so. And Marathon, you know, we continue to be committed, you know, number one, to the safety of the community. Our employees and the contractors are working. And secondly, to complete the remediation to the satisfaction of our neighbors and the overseeing government officials. And part of that is to continue an aggressive path to fully define what was released and to be able to get that. Now, the one thing I will throw in, if there's a positive point in this, is that while the volume has increased, Marathon remains confident that the release remains contained. And we have a series of perimeter monitor wells, and we are also doing detection on water testing, and everything is indicating that while the amount is larger, its geographic area is remaining contained.
And that really is the critical point for you, isn't it?
That is correct.
Well, in order to figure out what this machine is doing, what this tool is doing for you, is it's getting more accurate readings from borings in the soil?
That's correct. I'm far from a scientist, Cheryl.
Well, so, and I'm even farther, Robert.
I read the description, and it goes way over my head. But yeah, essentially, it's the current estimate, and is this rapid optical screening technology, or ROST, as it's called. It looks at the actual product thickness in the monitoring wells, and then we're also calculating with additional data that we've gathered from various borings. And the trick is to look at the sand saturation, how deep it is, and then use all these calculations to come up with our best estimate. And, you know, we're working in concert with a lot of people from the federal government, state government, who are some of the top minds, and joining those with ours and with the contractors that we're bringing in that have this type of sophisticated hardware.
And containing, it is still in terms of what's happening at the site now, it's still about contain and recover, correct?
That's correct. And we are making aggressive progress. To date, we had over 56,000 gallons of gasoline that have been recovered from the site. We still are working very aggressively. And like I was telling you earlier in the week, we do have people who are full-time working 24/7, and that has not stopped, and we will continue that aggressive track.
And the safety mechanisms in place, as you always talk about, for the workers as who are on site and for the neighbors and folks living in the area, that's the primary importance.
That's correct. And we have some very sophisticated tools to monitor both the air quality in the area as they remove the product, as well as the water quality. And we've been very satisfied with the results. And like I was saying earlier, all of our detection that we've done through various tests that are done at drinking water has all indicated no exposure to this product.
Well, and that has to be what keeps folks sleeping at night, is knowing that these are being monitored so many times. And so far, as you said, they've all come up clean.
That's correct.
Has the rain been a problem? I asked you this before. It seems like we're in monsoon season.
Yeah.
One of the last times we talked, we'd been in a long stretch of rain. Does that help or make the situation worse?
Within the first week, the potential for rain was a bit of a concern because we didn't have all the things in place to prevent that. Now, since that time, since we've come out of the emergency phase, the rain really doesn't create any threat. Everything's provisioned in place to keep this contained. Anything that would come to the surface is blocked by special dams. We have all kinds of other tools for blotting and getting that. We're not really seeing that per se, but those prevention methods are in place should it happen.
And the residents, I assume, if I were a resident in the area, my main concern would be getting into my well or drinking water. Again, as we've just said, tests have all come up clean so far. But then my next concern would be how my property in the area is going to look when it's done. How do you allay those fears?
Well, I think, the first fear that you speak of, I think that we are working in concert with the health department, with the drain commissioner, and everyone has the public's interest in mind. And we all remain confident that there has been no contact, and we don't anticipate any sort of contact with drinking water.
Well, and speaking with or seeing some information from Brad Werfel, who's the communications director for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, and you just mentioned the partnerships with all these people working on this problem. He had said this week that one of the things working in their favor, and again, trying to bring it down to a level I understand as well, was the size of the plume. And he described that as how far the gasoline spreads outward hasn't changed, even though the volume estimates have changed this week.
And that's correct. And we have around the perimeter of the established plume, and that's what you're right, it refers to the area, if you will, geographic area that we believe the product is down below, or we know it's down below through our examination. We then go further with discovery wells, and we constantly monitor those. And we're seeing no movement forward. It appears that the product remains encapsulated, if you will, between a clay layer, and then it's in the sand layer, and then another clay layer. So we've been fortunate in some fairly unique geology.
Well, I'm sure that it is. Does this change the cleanup time, or is it too early to know that yet while this tool is still getting samples and getting more information for you?
Yeah, it is too early for that. But,
okay.
But we will be able to get a better trajectory on where we're going. What's going on right now, and I think we talked about this Monday, is we're still in a period between the emergency and the long-term plan. So we're looking to best adjust and tweak our remediation techniques, working very, very closely in plans that are presented with the DEQ and the EPA to make sure that it meets their stringent guidelines. So this is an analysis time. We're no longer in an emergency phase. Everyone feels very comfortable that we have retained the area as we remove product. The next phase that'll come, we'll be able to address those questions a little bit more as we hit the long-term plan.
And just for folks noticing, a time was set for a town hall meeting, I understand. Is it Thursday?
I believe it is. I honestly hadn't heard the final word, but I know they were looking at possibly Thursday 6:30, but we will definitely let you all know so you can let people know.
I'm looking at an email here from Michelle Rall, who says May 26, 6:30 at the White Oak Township Hall. So
she would be the one that would know.
I have been so impressed with the communication between all of you folks and with media trying to make sure we get the word out. Robert, as always, I know you're you're just covered with folks wanting information from you, so I appreciate the time you spend to talk to me and my audience about the issue.
Oh,
thank you.
That's no problem. That's what we're here for.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Robert Colomus, who is communications manager for Marathon Petroleum, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated forecast for the capital city for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Partly cloudy skies in the overnight tonight, areas of fog as well, low of 55. Fog early on Saturday morning, partly sunny skies throughout the rest of the day, high 79. Winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. Cloudy skies Saturday night with showers and thunderstorms likely, low 61. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A new GFK Roper poll finds that parents and educators are so confused about the nature of learning disabilities that it may prevent students from getting the early help they need to keep from falling permanently behind in school. The poll, commissioned by the Emily Hall